Welcome to Blogs on Tape. Today's post is Industry Marches, a Setting Introduction, written by Emmy Verte, and originally published in January of 2023 on her blog, Spooky Action at a Distance, at spooky.blot.im. Industry Marches, a Setting Introduction. This is a multimedia blog post, intended to be accompanied by the song Za Gorami by Pavel Milyakov and Yana Pavlova, which you can find on the YouTube channel Routes, Not Roots. I've mentioned my Industrial Revolution setting before on this blog, but I've only talked briefly about its key philosophies. In this post, I want to uncover more of the elements that make up the world itself. Beware, ideas are organized like soup in a big cauldron. To explain the setting in one sentence, industry encroaching on and meddling with folkloric horror. Thanks go to Nova for her help with phrasing this. Industrial Revolution has come upon a world of fairy tale beasts and legends. Technology and magic are at odds. Capital is a new god. Are you along for the ride? Night, full moon, the train screeches to a halt as the driver curses and rushes outside. She holds her lamp close to the gears to see the jammed piece. The air is calm and cool. Behind her is a field of tall grass. Curious passengers huddle near the windows to see it swaying and rustling. It is too late to warn them. The players start as either citizens of the Pale Provinces, gaining access to its commodities and technologies, or as sorcerers, being able to perform rituals, shapeshift, and cast other spells. In the world of progress, magic users are outcasts. They usually take on the form of forest beasts and resort to traveling the farmlands. It does not mean, however, that magic is safe from exploitation by capitalist forces. Some sorcerers use their powers to sabotage railroads in hopes of turning the empire to anarchy. Some create terrifying magitech contraptions to compete for their place in the industrial chain. So far, I am resisting writing a magic system or spell lists. I want magic to be weird, chaotic, unknowable. However, as a referee, I want some guidance on how to produce spells in this world. I really like the magic system for zealots in Errant, success bands for spellcasting, and Mouse Ritter, replenishing spells as a quest. So I will be taking some inspiration from those. In the Pale Provinces, magic is performed through complex rituals that require knowledge, reading about the ritual in a book or learning it through another sorcerer, ingredients, rare items that must be gathered beforehand, and time, usually one long night. I am planning to write a random table of unique ingredients to roll on when prompted, and of course, the more powerful a ritual, the more ingredients it will require. Magic items such as staffs, masks, or cauldrons can improve your odds of a successful ritual.
Any sufficiently advanced magic is indistinguishable from technology. Clark's third anti-law.
Technology is roughly equivalent to turn of the century in European powers, such as France or the UK. In the Pale Provinces, there is a weird phenomenon. The further away you are from other technology, the more likely your device is to malfunction. So, in big cities and towns, there is no issue with firing weapons or riding trains. However, out in the country, everything jams, clogs, and falls apart. Players are entrepreneurs, helping industrialized cursed and haunted spaces, expelling coal demons from mines, clearing out a railway overgrown with fey vines, retrieving a piece of machinery stolen by mischievous goblins. This is the world of Industry Marches. Hope you enjoy it, and stay tuned to continue exploring this world with me. My goal in 2023 is to do more world-building posts. Now that I've set up both a sci-fi and a fantasy setting, I hope this task will be a bit easier. What posts did you enjoy in the past year? Anything you would want to see more of? That was Industry Marches, a setting introduction, written by Emmy Verte and read for you by Nick L.S. Whalen. Blogs on Tape is a project to make a great RPG blogs more accessible. It's a community project that you can contribute to by letting me know which specific posts you'd like to hear read in Season 7. If I can get in touch with the author and receive permission to perform a reading, and the post is reasonably within the scope of the project, I'll make every effort to ensure it gets read. But whether or not you have any posts you want me to read, thank you for listening.